Welcome to Law School Podcaster, your source for inside information and advice on the law school application process. I'm Althea Legaspi. Congratulations! You landed a summer associate position. Now what? Each year, as law students finish their spring term exams, 1L and 2L students around the nation head off to start summer clerking jobs with private law firms, government agencies, or not-for-profit organizations. If you've been lucky enough to score one of these coveted positions, you want to know what you can do to turn it into a permanent offer of employment after you graduate from law school. Well, there was a time when being a summer virtually guaranteed a job at a law firm after graduation. But the times, they are a-changing. The economy has impacted big law's landscape, and it's had an effect across the board in all sectors of the legal employment market. This means all law students with summer jobs will in some ways need to approach their internships differently than in the past. But fear not. We get the inside scoop on do's and don'ts for summer associates and for all those with summer law jobs. And we help you find the best ways to help secure a full-time position in this segment, How to Succeed as a Summer Associate. We'll hear from Foley & Lardner's National Director of Legal Recruiting, the Director of Recruiting and Marketing at NYU School of Law, a co-author of the Summer Associate's Guide to a Permanent Job Offer, and an editor of AboveTheLaw.com, who imparts sage advice on how to appropriately navigate summer associate internships. Let's begin by examining the current climate for summer associates. Gone are the days when a summer associate could just assume that, after the bar exam, they would start working with the firm or employer they summered with as a 2L. Recently, many summer associates found themselves with offers for permanent employment that were later deferred, withdrawn, or without any offer at all after graduation. However, many firms have now tweaked their summer associate programs, reducing the duration of their programs and/or the headcount of their summer class. This can be good news for current summer associates. Foley & Lardner's National Director of Legal Recruiting, Cara Nelson, explains.
The economy has definitely impacted summer associate programs. For us, I think the biggest change has been the size of the summer program. 2 years ago, we had 177 summer associates across the entire firm, so all of our offices. This summer, we have 35. So that's a dramatically smaller number of people who are working here. It also means, I would hope, that there is room for everybody.
While reduced numbers in a summer associate class may increase your chances for a permanent offer, New York University School of Law's Director of Recruitment and Marketing, Wendy Siegel, says summers should concentrate on earning an offer rather than expecting one.
So we do programs like How to Succeed as a Summer Associate. We send out memos to students so that we can give them some guidelines and some things to really read through and digest before they head off to their summer experience. And we talk about things like their professionalism and their reputation and how that's really their most valuable commodity. And, we talk to them about the legal industry being really a service industry, and that they need to demonstrate responsiveness and reliability by promptly returning phone calls and emails and meeting deadlines, and how they really need to inspire confidence in both their supervisors and their clients, not to mention the partners, the associates, and the staff. So we talk about other things like consistent performance, being a team player, and even things like resisting the tone of entitlement. A lot of these students were recruited, heavily recruited, to come to our law school, as well as many others. And, they may have gotten a sort of a false sense of entitlement that everyone wants them no matter what. But the reality is, again, in this economic climate, you really need to prove yourself and really earn that offer, as opposed to just sort of showing up for work and getting it at the end of the summer.
So then, what are some sound strategies to employ as a summer? Siegel adds, being positive can help a summer stand out.
I think first and foremost, it's all about the attitude and approaching all assignments, every assignment, with enthusiasm, and again, that positive attitude. You really should be careful about criticizing, you know, or any negative commentary at all about partners or associates or any administrators at the firm or any clients. Following that, I think that, you know, quality is really job number one in terms of associates. They really need to focus on the quality of their work, checking their work, handing in a perfect work product that has been checked over many times, that is, you know, error-free, and your very, very best work. Students should not leave it up to their supervisor to be proofing their assignments and to, you know, having them make any minor corrections. That should all be done when they hand it in. I think students should also be feel more free to ask questions, because sometimes students don't know their deadlines, and therefore they really can't meet them. So if someone is not giving them a deadline, they need to ask.
Having the right attitude applies to more than just the work itself. Nelson imparts this advice on the must-do list.
Being respectful and professional to everyone with whom they interact within the organization. So that means, you know, the assistant to the person working in the copy center to the corner office partner, treating everyone with respect and being courteous, because it takes everybody to operate the law firm successfully, and so I think they need to definitely be sure to be respectful and courteous to everyone.
Nelson also says most of their summer associates can expect between 7 to 10 projects, depending on the project size. However, the workload may vary from firm to firm. Depending on where a summer lands, and given the economic conditions, there may not be enough work to go around, or there may be more than what's traditionally been expected of summers in the past. Either way, Above the Law editor Ellie Mastal says, one skill is key.
Yeah, well, I think that you know, communication, and then when in doubt, more communication. I think that a lot of that summers in this market need to be very proactive about going out, trying to find work, trying to generate relationships with associates and partners at the firm, even while they're just there for a few weeks, you know, over the summer, to try to get some kind of, you know, actionable assignments that can show their skills. It might not be client work in this kind of market. It might be, hey, Mr. Partner Man, I see that you have an interest in this and you're writing a book on that, or you're writing a note on this. Can I help? Can I research? Can I do something to make myself useful to you? I think that's a strategy that we know that a lot of summers have been trying to employ. You know, and the whole game is to just make yourself look useful. At a time when firms are really critically wondering whether or not they can utilize junior associates at all.
Whether summers find they may have taken on too much work or don't have enough, or are concerned about making a deadline, the co-author of The Summer Associate's Guide to a Permanent Job Offer, Sabina Klorfein, who's also Semper Energy's senior counsel, says communicating in person rather than via email is paramount. Why?
Well, I think that you can explain yourself more fully if you're sitting with that person and they can understand exactly what amount of work that you've done. Sometimes on email, I think tone tends to come across a little bit differently, and it may not come across that, hey, I've been really working on this project for a while and I'm diligently following up on it. So I think that sometimes calling someone and speaking to them and saying, I've followed down these avenues of research and I'm stumped, or I need to do, you know, this much more, I have to look outside the jurisdiction, or perhaps I have to, you know, look in an area I'm unfamiliar with, that may redirect you in a different direction rather than just receiving an email from someone saying, I'm not going to finish this on time.
That said, Klorfein also has tips on tackling legal research.
My first tip is, you know, really understand the assignment. Make sure that when you receive the assignment from the person that you're receiving the assignment from, that you know what the scope of it is. You know, is it federal or state? You know, is there you know, are there things that you should be looking for? And I would ask that person where to start. That's usually the best thing that you can do is, hey, do you have any tips for me as to where I can start looking for this information? And if it's drafting something, you know, if you expect to have some sort of a memo produced at the end, I would ask, hey, do you have an example for me of how you like to see something at the end? So you know what you're working towards right at the very beginning of the assignment. As far as the actual research itself, I think, you know, many lawyers, at least litigators, which is my background, realize that once you start researching something, if you start coming up with the same cases over and over again, you're probably done, and you've probably hit that area. And I would also, I'm a big fan of using, of not just sitting down and doing case research, but spending a lot of time looking at treatises, because that can send you off on different paths for research that you may not have thought of, and there, it's a good comprehensive, you know, general overview of the topic rather than being very focused on the one particular issue.
Really understanding any assignment is the foundation for its success. Clorfine also suggests asking a lot of questions, from getting a clear definition of the time frame expectations to any specifics. This applies to written and oral reports as well.
Again, you know, I would say right at the assignment phase, when you're receiving your assignment, really understand what that person wants from you. You know, they may say, hey, we want quick and dirty research. I just want the, you know, the cases, or I just want this answer, you know, to a tax law question. Or they may say, I need a formal memo that I can pass on to the client. Or they may say, give it to me in email. I mean, all those things require different presentation at the very end and putting things together. So I think it's really important at the very beginning to understand what form your final product is going to be given to the attorney and what it's going to be used for. With respect to the actual writing, you know, be concise and try to make have a conclusion at the end. I think a lot of times people try not to have a conclusion at the end, but you know, there are many times when we do want to see, you know, yes, you can do this, or no, you can't do this, or the law is unclear, or it's unsettled. And I would also suggest that whatever form that you end up giving that attorney your final product, I would ask them if they want your research. Because many times, you know, what I would find is I would look at the memo, and then I would go and look at the research because I wanted to use it for something either, you know, more narrow or more broad than what the memo was that I received. So it's really helpful to have, you know, the backup statutes, the backup, you know, cases, the backup treatises, whatever you've looked at, to give them an extra copy. I found that to be great.
While most summers will work independently on assigned projects, making oneself a part of the team will also play a role in how summers are evaluated. Ms. Stahl says there are a few things to avoid in this arena.
When you look at being a good part of the team with people that are more senior to you, I think it again goes back to just, you know, the availability and the eager beaverness. You want to be the person that people can count on. You want to not, no drama summer associate. You don't want to be a person that's constantly bringing up drama or issues or whatever when you're with senior people. They say jump, you say how high. They, you know, no is not a word that should be in the vocabulary of a summer associate. It's too hard should not be in your vocabulary. I don't know the answer to that. Not really in your vocabulary. What should be in your vocabulary is, I don't know the answer to that yet. I will find out immediately. Yes, sir. Those are the words that you want to use as a summer when you're talking with senior people and especially partners, and that's going to make you look like a valuable member of the team.
There's also help on hand for most summer associates who will be assigned mentors. Nelson says it's a good idea to take advantage of that resource.
They have to not be afraid to reach out to their mentors. I think we do a pretty good job of matching people up and drawing people into the summer program from our attorney base who are genuinely interested in mentoring and wanting to provide, you know, assistance. But the summer associates also have to reach out and establish that connection, invite their mentor out to lunch or for coffee if their mentor hasn't come forward and done that. You know, ask their mentor to explain kind of how they got where they are, what tricks of the trade they have used. I think those are all good pieces of advice.
As this may be the first professional type experience summer associates have, feedback, both positive and negative, is part of the workplace. Siegel says all feedback is educational.
You know, students really need to embrace any feedback that they get and really take it in, digest it, and try to incorporate it. Even if they disagree, you know, you're really generally getting feedback from a supervisor, and you need to really think long and hard about whether, you know, you need to sort of moderate your behavior as a result of this feedback. I think that supervisors are hoping to, you know, provide feedback to students who are open-minded and have that positive attitude, again, going back to that, and who are interested in taking affirmative action to improve their skills, and who understand that this, you know, perhaps first legal job is a learning experience. Students, I think, also need to recognize that, you know, feedback can be formal or informal, and they can seek it out if they feel like they're just not getting any, which is very common sometimes. It's really, you know, overlooked sometimes by a supervising attorney. You know, they can try and they can ask.
Nelson says being well-prepared on the fly is also important.
I always tell summer associates, this is hopefully a no-brainer, but when they walk into an attorney's office, they should have a notebook with them, because without a doubt, it happens that you start talking about something and then the attorney will say, oh, let's look at this, this, and that. And if you don't have a notebook, you're scrambling or you're trying to remember everything that was discussed when you get back to your office.
We've gone through some of the must-dos. What about things to avoid? Chlorophyne includes this in the list of don'ts. Don't date anyone in the firm.
So I would say keep your dating life separate from your firm life.
And while budgets for social events have been slashed from what they once were, there are still events to attend. It's a good idea to heed Mistal's advice, lest you end up a subject on their Above the Law website.
Stay sober. I mean, it's, you know, one of the wonderful things about our site is that if a summer associate is going to get too drunk and do something silly, we're probably going to hear about it, and we're probably going to have a whole story about it. Summers have been better, I think, through the recession of keeping their alcohol intake at a reasonable level. But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people, despite all of the warnings and indications and what have you, will go out to a summer associate event and get hammered and then do something crazy.
Mistal adds that knowing how to navigate these events, as well as spending time getting to know the right people at your respective firm, can help pave the way to a permanent position.
You should go into the firm with a clear idea of how the power structures work at your firm. And if you don't have it upon showing up, you should endeavor to make sure that's your job for the first 2 weeks. Who's important here? Who actually makes the hiring decision? And then you suck up to that guy as much, or girl, as much as you possibly can over the course of the summer. You know, when I was doing it, if there was an, you know, different partners will host different events, different associate groups and practice groups will host different summer associate events. You know, I didn't go to all the summer associate events because I didn't want to look like a drunk, but certainly when there was an event hosted by the key hiring partner or a partner that had a really big client in a field that I was interested in, I made sure I went to her event.
Mistal says smart networking is beneficial, even if a permanent position is not offered.
Not only can it help you get an offer, but it can also help you if things go wrong and you don't get an offer. If you make a real connection with a partner or even a particular particularly senior associate who's working on clients and matters that you're interested in and they like you, I mean, even if the firm can't extend you an offer, they might be in a position to say, like, hey, I can still give you a reference. Or, you know, I work for, you know, one of our big clients is whatever, Google. And I know a guy at Google who's looking for an intern. Maybe you can do that.
Chlorophyne agrees and recommends summers continue to keep contact with whomever they've established rapport.
sending an email every once in a while and or giving them a call, you know, once every couple of months. Hey, I'm still around. I'm still interested. You know, it would be great to see you for lunch, see you for coffee if they're available. But keeping those contacts is huge because even if you don't end up finding something at that firm, if for whatever reason the firm doesn't have something for you, those are the people that are going to help you find your next position.
Given that there's not a guarantee of a permanent position after serving as a summer associate, Siegel suggests it might be a good idea to also keep your options opened if your school provides that opportunity.
You know, we at NYU encourage all of our students to sign up again for on-campus interviews, and they can always cancel them at the 11th hour if they need to, if they get that offer. But at least they will be signed up and ready to roll and meet with some additional employers if the need arises.
Following our guest's advice and tips should help you succeed as a summer associate and may aid you in landing a permanent position. As Mistal says, things have changed at Big Law, and summer associates should view this opportunity in the right light.
The opulence of the programs themselves have been kind of in a little recession of its own. You know, there used to be very expensive firm events and firm outings and things for summers to do. There used to be a very generous meal budget. Not so much anymore. Not so much last year, and certainly not so much this year. You have to be, you know, and some firms have significantly slashed the meal budget. Some firms have eliminated it entirely. And that kind of recession mentality tracks through all of the other summer associate events that the firm may or may not be sponsoring. What used to be a 14-week vacation has turned into a very intense 8-week job interview.
Nelson imparts these final words of wisdom.
You know, staying organized, I think, is really important. Knowing what's on your kind of task list, when things are due, keeping a to-do list, keeping your calendar up to date, and I guess maybe finally have fun. You know, it's the summer program is also about learning the firm and getting to know the people who you might be working with as you graduate from law school.
All sage advice indeed. Landing that summer associate job, or any summer law job, is an important step in the right direction for your career in law. Summer law jobs provide an opportunity for students to get a feel for what it's like to work as a lawyer and for your summer employer to see how you perform as a lawyer. Make the most of your opportunity. Remember, you're being recruited and you are competing for a job. Keep in mind the tips offered by our guest experts and approach your internship with a positive attitude, professionalism, and savvy, and you may be well on your way to securing a permanent position. For more information, a transcript of the show, or to register to receive more law school podcasts, visit lawschoolpodcaster.com. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter to get the latest news and insight into the world of law school. This is Law School Podcaster. I'm Althea Legospi. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next time when we explore another topic of interest to help you succeed in the law school application process and beyond.